Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. When Jesus saw Mary weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. "Where have you put him?" he asked them. They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby said, "See how much he loved him." Very soon after this, Lazarus was brought back to life. But we shouldn't rush past this moment of intense emotion. Jesus was up against the great enemy of death, and he was clearly overwhelmed by the sense of tragedy. He had the power to overcome death, but in this moment, he fully entered into the sheer sadness of the situation. His dear friends Mary and Martha were clearly grief-stricken, and as he went to see the body of Lazarus, nothing could hold him back from weeping. Those who looked on immediately saw this as a clear sign of his love for Lazarus. Even though Jesus was the resurrection and the life, he entered fully into the emotional turmoil of the circumstances. The writer to the Hebrews described Jesus as being the great high priest who was supremely able to give us access into the holy presence of God. Jesus' sacrifice of himself was once for all. No further sacrifices would ever be necessary. However, he was only able to be the great high priest because he shared our humanity completely. He wrote, "It was necessary for him to be made in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God." Jesus knew what it was to laugh and to cry, to know great joy and terrible sadness. We worship Jesus as the Son of God, but also as the Son of Man, the one who totally understands the emotional roller coaster of human life. He understands our times of laughter and also the times when we're in distress and when the tears flow. Isn't that wonderful? So let me ask you a question. In what way have you been encouraged by Jesus' understanding of our emotions? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you're able to enter fully into the joys and sorrows of our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.